The fortune teller in the video said she could see the future. Is she right, or is she just guessing?
She's a fake. Only God knows the future, and that's why you should trust Him to guide you. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith. My name is Zach. Anybody who claims to predict the future is a fake. That's because only God knows what's going to happen next week, next month, or even next year. Long ago, God did speak through prophets who were able to foresee the future. However, now God speaks to us through His Son Jesus, the living Word. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, God has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. Our story today is called Fortune Guesser. Dad, look at this! Daisy pointed to a video on her tablet. This woman is a fortune teller, and in this video, she talks about a whole bunch of things she thinks will happen soon. Don't believe it, said Brett, Daisy's older brother. She's just a fake. Is she a fake, Dad? Asked Daisy. The predictions she's making sound like they could happen. She says there'll be a plane crash and that we'll have a cold winter and... There are plane crashes all the time and every winter is cold, said Brett. Even I could predict that. She's not a fortune teller. She's a fortune guesser. Dad nodded. People like to think they can tell the future, but they can't. Before the Bible was written, God used prophets to speak His message and tell His people things that would happen, but not anymore. In Hebrews, it says He speaks to us by His Son, Jesus. He does that through what He's written in the Bible. Are people like that woman ever right? Asked Daisy. Sometimes, but it's probably more often a matter of making a good guess, said Dad. In Deuteronomy, it says if a prophet makes even one mistake, he's not of God. Also, remember that Satan is very powerful, and it's possible he sometimes gives people special knowledge. That makes any attempt to learn the future very dangerous. Do people who make predictions like this just do it to fool everybody? Asked Daisy. I bet they do it to make money, said Brett. A lot of people will pay big bucks to have somebody tell them what's going to happen to them in the future, won't they, Dad? I'm sure that's true, Dad replied, and I suspect fortune tellers also like the feeling of power it gives them. I guess anyone could have predicted most of the things this woman talked about in her video, Daisy said. It's pretty silly to believe she has some kind of special power. Dad nodded. God is the only one who really knows the future and cares what will happen to us. After all, He sent His Son Jesus to die so we could have eternal life. We need to stay away from fortune guessers and trust our future to Him. So what do you think? Have you heard someone claim to predict the future? No human being knows what's going to happen in the world. Only God knows, and He forbids us to use so-called fortune tellers to try to find out what will take place in the future. When you feel afraid about the future, talk to Jesus. Trust Him with your life and to always be with you, no matter what happens. Our key verse,
Hebrews 1, 1 through 2. God has in these last days spoken to us by His Son.
And our key thought for today, only God knows the future. Sometimes the best way to enjoy a good story is to hold it right in your hand, feel the pages, and smell the ink. Now you can get the Keys for Kids stories just like that. We'll send it to you in the mail with your name on it and everything. That way you'll never miss a story. Plus you can play the games and write in the journal. Get it by mail today by signing up at keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach. You just heard Keys for Kids.